American Language Course, Book 26, Tape 1D. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 1D. We're going to listen to a conversation concerning an application for an automobile loan. The conversation is between a customer and a loan officer at a credit union. A credit union is like a bank. A credit union provides checking and savings accounts, and also loans money. Look at Figure 1. Listen carefully and mark each of the words or phrases you hear. Listen.
Good morning, Captain Habib. My name is Rose Schoenfeld. I'll be your loan officer today. May I have your loan application?
Yes, ma'am. Here it is.
Thank you. I see you want to buy a 85 automobile?
Yes, ma'am.
What kind of automobile is it?
It's a Trans Am, red.
A nice red one, huh?
Yes.
Okay, and you have your purchase order?
Yes, I do. It's right here.
Okay, thank you very much. On a used automobile, what we finance is the wholesale value of the vehicle. So let me check that out against your purchase order for $7,000. Just a moment, I'll check my NADA book. Okay, I see the wholesale value of that vehicle is $5,000. Do you have $2,000 to put down?
Yes, I do.
Great, then we're in business.
Now you have 15 seconds to complete Figure 1. Mark the words or phrases you heard. Let's check what you chose. Number 1 is letter C. Captain Habib. Number 2 is letter A, Rose Schoenfeld. Number 3 is letter C, an 85 automobile. Number 4 is letter D, red. Number 5 is letter B, $7,000. Number 6 is letter A, $2,000. Now look at Figure 2. Listen to the next part of the conversation. Write the missing lines of conversation in the blank lines in Figure 2. You'll hear the conversation 2 times and have time to write. Listen and write.
Do you happen to have a copy of your orders with you?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Okay, I see you're going to be in the United States for 10 months. Is that correct?
This is correct.
Listen again.
Do you happen to have a copy of your orders with you?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Okay, I see you're going to be in the United States for 10 months. Is that correct?
This is correct.
Now you have 20 seconds to complete Figure 2. Listen to what the credit union loan officer said and check what you wrote.
Okay, I see you're going to be... in the United States. for 10 months. Is that correct?
This is correct.
Listen to what the customer replied.
Is that
this
correct?
Is correct.
Okay.
Now look at figure 3. In figure 3 are four groups of statements. Only one statement in each group is similar to what you will hear during the next part of the conversation. Listen carefully and choose from each group the statement A, B, or C that is closest in meaning to what you hear during the conversation. Listen.
Okay, let me see what the payment would be for that $5,000 for 10 months. By the way, the interest rate on that car would be 12.4%. Your payments would be $530 a month. Would that be a problem for you?
No.
Great. Okay, and what debts do you have? Do you pay rent?
No, I don't. I live in the barracks.
You live in the barracks? And you don't have any other debts in this country or your country?
No.
Okay, and your income per month? What do you get from your country?
Approximately $2,400.
Per month?
Select the statement in each group which is most similar to what you heard in the conversation. Listen to the conversation again. Select the best answer.
Okay, let me see what the payment would be for that $5,000 for 10 months. By the way, the interest rate on that car would be 12.4%. Your payments would be $530 a month. Would that be a problem for you?
No.
Great. Okay, and what debts do you have? Do you pay rent?
No, I don't. I live in the barracks.
You live in the barracks? And you don't have any other debts in this country or your country?
No.
Okay, and your income per month? What do you get from your country?
Approximately $2,400.
Per month?
Yes.
Okay.
Here are the statements you should have marked. Number one, letter A. You would need to pay about $530 a month. Number two, letter C. I live in the barracks. I don't pay rent. Number three, letter B. I don't owe money to anyone. Number four, letter B. My country pays me about $2,400 a month. Look at figure four. Look at the two columns which list things the loan officer and the customer must do. Listen to the next part of the conversation and mark the things each person must do before the loan can be approved. Scan the two columns and check off the items as you listen.
Okay. What I need to do, since you've been in this country approximately 2 months, I need to run a credit report on you to make sure there's no other outstanding credit out there. That is normal procedure. And if there's no other outstanding credit out there, we will not have a problem approving your loan.
Could you tell me how long will this take? Because I need to...
Approximately 24 hours, since you're in this afternoon.
Okay.
But we should have an answer tomorrow. What I also need is this form filled out by your commanding officer. He just needs to, we'll put your name on here and have you sign it, and you take it to him and get him to fill it out. All it is verifying that you're in this, you're stationed at the DLI, you're in this country for a certain length of time, and you don't have any outstanding debts that he's aware of.
While I am taking this to my commander, I may not bring it back until tomorrow. Will my credit...
That will be checked today. Now, if you'd like, here's my business card, and you can call me back this afternoon to make sure that I haven't had any problems in running your credit report. But this does have to come back along with your pay stub or something that verifies your income before we could release the money.
I understand.
Okay. Now, the other thing I will need, once you come in to pick up your money that you'll take to the automobile dealer, I need you to get insurance on the car, full coverage insurance.
Now you have 30 seconds to complete figure 4. Here are the items you should have marked. Letter A. The loan officer needs to run a credit report. Letter D. The loan officer must verify the customer's income. Letter H. The customer must see his commanding officer. Letter I. The customer must sign the credit form. Letter J. The customer must get his pay stub. Letter L. The customer must call the loan officer. Letter M. The customer must get insurance on his new car. Now listen to the last part of the conversation. Be prepared to complete the true-false exercise in Figure 5. Listen.
Okay, did you have any other questions?
Yes, could you please tell me, just so I will know, how much I will be required to pay in interest?
Certainly.
Interest
it's $530 a month times your 10 months, which is $5,300. We're loaning you $5,000, so your total interest will be $300.
Oh, okay.
Any other questions?
No.
Okay, I do appreciate you coming in this afternoon. If you'll just take my card and this, take my card to call me back this afternoon, take this form and get it signed by your commander, we'll be in business.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now circle T if the statement is true, and F if the statement is false. Number 1. The customer wants to know how much interest he must pay. Number 2. The customer will receive a $530 loan. Number 3. The customer will pay a total interest of $300. Number 4. The loan officer offered the customer her business card. Number 5. The customer called his commanding officer from the credit union office. Now, let's check your answers. Number 1. The customer wants to know how much interest he must pay is true. Number 2. The customer will receive a $530 loan is false. Number 3. The customer will pay a total interest of $300 is true. Number 4. The loan officer offered the customer her business card is true. Number 5. The customer called his commanding officer from the credit union office is false. This is the end of Tape 1D, Book 26.